September 11th through 13th at St. Louis Outlet Mall in Hazelwood.
If you haven't visited the Museum of Transportation this year, now is a perfect time. This nationally acclaimed museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world, containing over 190 major railroad exhibits and over 200 road vehicles. The Museum of Transportation is a must-see. Go to transportmuseumassociation.org to learn more and plan your visit today. The Museum of Transportation. It's a moving experience.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
they're great in small doses.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Johnny, do you know this song?
I can sing it, I can't play it.
Sing this last part right here.
On the sunny side of the street.
See, that's what you get when you get a professional singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounds like, as opposed to us.
You're right.
I'll tell you who that is in a second. He's sitting in the studio, and he is a professional singer and a guitar player. What else do you play?
Little drums, little piano.
You play little drums, like little bitty drums?
Well, they're actually full size, but I...
You said little drums.
Well, I imagine if you put some little ones in front of me, I
could... You can play those, too?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Diverse guy.
You can't say they're midget drums, because midget is not... You can't use that word anymore.
Are they politically incorrect?
Yeah, politically incorrect, according to somebody.
Little people's drums.
We'll tell you who that is here in a moment. It's a guy who is the... sort of the manager, I guess, founder, head, whatever, of a band with one of the greatest band names to date. Still one of the greatest band names I've ever heard. The only one that would come close would be, Dan, when you had that Herman's Hermits, or what was it called?
Henry's Humans?
Yeah.
But there was a name that we picked, but didn't
Reptile Dysfunction.
Reptile Dysfunction.
I still say you made a mistake not going with Reptile Dysfunction.
I think so, too.
I think that beats our name to a pulp.
No, yeah. Johnny. No, it does not. Because it is literally, and this is the proper use of the word literally, the opposite of Reptile Dysfunction.
Yes.
Your name. And we'll get to it in a minute. But actually, no, it's not, because you could have Reptile Dysfunction or that other thing and still be the band. You
right.
could be.
You know what? I just did some subconscious innuendo when I said it beats our name to a pulp.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We'll get into what we're talking about, because I know you folks have no idea. Actually, neither do we. First, I have to take a moment, because we're jammed up again today. Today's Thursday. This is our loose day. This is the day we get to take more calls. And about 4:30 today, Scott Sherman's coming in. We'll take a couple of legal questions from you. Please make it brief. I'll get into that later, too. First Community Credit Union wants me to remind everybody that this weekend, in fact, kicks off tomorrow, the official grand opening of the new Florissant Walmart location of First Community Credit Union, which will make location number 42.
Oh.
It continue to be the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. So number 42, this weekend celebration, the Florissant Walmart. I also want to remind you that starting tomorrow, they're bringing back, I would say, and they would probably back me up on this, the number one offer that causes people to become First Community Credit Union members, and that is the 100 Reasons promotion. And the 100 Reasons for changing where you do your banking is... the $100 you get when you move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. And that's it. It's that simple. You move your car loan to what's probably going to be a better place, First Community. So you get $100, and then you will very likely get a better rate, a lower rate. So now you've, in many cases, lowered your car payment, and you got $100, and you're a member, and you do your banking where we do, First Community Credit Union. So give that some thought. FirstCommunity.com is the website, or you can stop in any of the 42 locations. Please have on us some fresh, hot popcorn, and tell them you're, it's okay. If they go, hey, are you a member? No, but I'm AM in the PM. There'll be no problem. Can we play a little of...
Sure.
This is the band that is headed by the guy sitting next to me.
He said, Dad, I want to give me a cool tattoo on my left shoulder so I can be a man like you.
I've never heard this.
Just
like
you. I want to get in the game next Wednesday night, smoke cigars and play cards with the guys, and be one of the guys.
It's called A Man Like You.
That'll make a man out of you.
That'll make a man out of you.
That ain't what it takes to make a man. It's putting Black Lives Five in the plate on Sunday.
As we gradually fade the music out, would you please welcome from the Well Hungarians, Johnny Holdsom, everybody.
Yeah.
And do you pronounce your last name Holdsom or Holdsom? I say Z, Holdsom.
I do the German Z, which sounds like an S, or Holdsom.
So it's not Holdsom, it's
the German
Holdsom.
Z?
Yeah, like Schultz, you know, for instance. Oh. That has a Z on the end of it, and I have... am of German descent, and so, yeah, I do Holdsom, and plus it sounds more pleasant, you know, Holdsom, fresh.
You know, you have late-night, smoky room singer vocal cords. You really do.
Is that,
when you talk, you can tell that...
I guess that's good, because he's a late-night...
It's perfect. It works out perfectly. Have you ever met Willie the Blues Man?
I have not. You know, I've heard him on the show.
He has a little bit. Willie, can I come here for a second?
Oh, my Lord.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's here right now.
Are you kidding?
Willie, come in here. I want you to meet somebody.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe this.
We can't either.
Who's this cat? What's your name?
Hey, Willie. Johnny Holdsom, man.
I'd like to meet you, my man.
Well, I'm honored.
You're a well Hungarian guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am, Willie. Yes,
I love me some well Hungarians.
Oh, man.
Oh.
You got that same kind of voice. I got my voice, though. My voice, because I'm old. I've been in more.
Voice?
My voice.
What? Voice?
O-R-S-E, voice. It's worse than his because I'm old and I spent more time, and, you know, inhaling, smoking.
The back corner
drinking,
of a blues a bar.
Right. It's
smoky.
Yeah, drink yourself some whiskey every once in a while.
It's a rarity, but maybe I should, and I would have an even deeper, wonderful voice like yours, Willie.
I'm going to turn back.
School me. Teach me, whatever.
Frank don't like when I talk
about. Oh, come on, Willie. Don't go, please.
Nice to see you.
Willie the Blues Man, everybody.
Stop that.
The Well Hungarians. Now, the reason I didn't thank you, I've dropped my Sharpie marker, and the reason I didn't bend over to pick it up is if I did, they do mean things and make noises like it.
Right.
It sounds like I made it.
Well, envious of the curves, of the beauty, how fit.
Yes,
folks, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here next to the man, one of the most fit human beings I've ever viewed in my life. Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
Yeah. I think he's talking about me.
Yeah, I did.
So the reason Johnny is here is this Sunday. There's this big USO fundraiser. Is that what you'd call it?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take place at the 227 Bar and Grill. Tell everybody. I'm sorry, Mile 227. Tell everybody where Mile 227.
277.
Yeah.
What did I say? 227.
Yeah.
I inhaled some of Willie's breath a while ago, and it made me kind of dizzy.
Oh, okay.
That threw me off
makes
a little
sense.
Mile 277. Where is that?
Mile 27 Tap and Grill is at Watson and Lindbergh, right there at the cross section of those
now,
two
see,
streets.
He just messed up.
I know.
He said mile 27.
By 27.
You don't even know the right name.
Mile 27. Here.
Let's start. Edit this out. Edit all that out. Folks, please welcome Johnny Holdsom.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Johnny, how you doing?
I thought I saw Willie walking out the hallway.
Yeah, you didn't.
No, he just walked by. He didn't have time to be on today.
Oh, man.
So, there's a big USO fundraiser coming up at Mile 277 Bar and Grill. Johnny, why don't you tell them where that is?
Oh, well, Mile 277 Tap and Grill is located In Sunset
Hills, right? Tap and Grill. You called it Tap and Grill.
Tap and Grill, yeah.
It says Bar and Grill.
It doesn't say Bar and Grill.
It says Bar and Grill. You called it edit that out. Okay.
All right.
Let's start this over.
Yeah, let's go back.
Folks, give it up for Johnny Holtzum, the Well Hungarian.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Holtzum. Holtzum. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, I am so great, Frank.
Good to see you. So there's a big fundraiser coming up this Sunday.
Do you know where?
It's at Mile 277 Bar and Grill. Why don't you tell them where that is?
Well, Mile 277 Bar and Grill is located in Sunset Hills at the Watson Road in Lindbergh, where they cross right there. Kind of right off of 44 and very close to 270.
And this is the sixth year you guys have done this.
Right, right.
And what happens and what time does it happen and what do you need from people?
Well, here's the scope of it all, Frank. We have 13 bands performing all day long.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a lot of bands.
It is. We open the doors at 11 o'clock. Steve Davis Elvis is going to sing the national anthem right at noon. And then we start with the live music. Well, Hungarians are going to play first, then, and so I can get my hosting duties on. But live music all day long, only 15-minute changeover, so there's nonstop music. Of course, the typical stuff, auctions and raffles and 50-50. Mile 277 is going to donate back portion of the food sales at the place. We have a kids' corner this year, which is going to have Fred Bird.
The real one?
Yeah, the real Fred Bird.
Wow.
Face painting and Balloon Lady, the bubble guy.
And who is Balloon Lady?
You know, ties the balloons into shapes and, you know, that type of thing.
I always wanted to be able to do that. I would love to be able to do that. I'd make dirty things out of balloons. Like,
I'm afraid
of Luke, here's a dog with a big wiener, you know. That's kind of easy to do because the balloon already looks like a big
wiener.
You can
do a lot of wieners, I think.
Anything I'd make would have a big wiener.
You have to get a red balloon if you're going to do a dog.
Well, yes, you would. So the balloon lady will be there and Fred Bird will be there and face painters will be there. What does it cost to go to this thing?
14 bands, all of that. 11 o'clock tonight.
You said 13 bands.
I'm sorry, 13 bands.
Edit out.
Frank,
I said 14 bands.
I thought I saw Willie out in the hallway. Yes, I'm just really shaking about that. I'm really nervous because of Willie.
So 13 bands. And what does it cost?
$5.
Oh, come on.
Speak the truth.
Well, that's crazy. What do you think? Money grows on trees? That's crazy.
I'm a crazy man.
Think everybody's wealthy?
Hey, the bubble bus is going to be there.
That's true.
Right? And I've never seen this thing, and apparently it pulls up in the parking lot, and bubbles are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
He'll take, like, the big ring and cover a kid in a bubble. It's just real fun.
Now, that's fun.
Yeah. You know, the idea is just with this year, we wanted to have something for the kids all day, because the adults will go, and they'll stick around for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours and listen to great music.
Yeah.
The kids get fidgety and they want to leave, and I understand. So we've done a lot of stuff to make the kids welcome.
Balloon Lady and Bubble Bus.
All of that.
And Fred Bird.
Face painting.
Yeah, face painting.
Starts at 11, goes till when?
Till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And again, nonstop music. The auctions and raffles will be going all day long, and we have three different sessions of basket raffles, and we have an autographed guitar from Keith Urban, an autographed guitar from Craig Morgan.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Autographed guitar from Keith Urban.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty big.
And all kinds of great gifts. Weekend getaways, you know, restaurant stuff. We have lots of wonderful liquor that's going to be raffled off.
Tell them about the Mexico trip. You can buy a raffle ticket. To win, tell them.
Frank, this is so awesome. Travel House of St. Louis donated this trip to the event. And it's a round trip, airfare, 4 days, 3 nights, all inclusive, everything included, to Cancun or Riviera Maya, the Hard Rock Hotel down there. And what they've done by giving us that trip is we're going to raffle the thing off. And we're selling 200 tickets. Just 200 tickets at $50 a ticket. So, obviously, the odds are great.
So, the first people that get there to buy a ticket will get the 200.
Well, not just that. We've been selling them for the last few weeks, you know, or months.
Well, then it's not what's left can't last very long.
No. We're about done. And you can go online as well. You can get them from any one of the members of Well Hungarians and some of the other people that work on the staff putting together Country Family Reunion. But the easier thing for your listeners right now is just go online. Go either wellhungarians.net. Or countryfamilyreunion.com. There's a PayPal link. Boom, right there. Your name is registered, and you might be one of the lucky winner to go to.
I think the easiest of those to remember would be wellhungarians.net.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Now, what else are you raffling off? The trip and what else?
Aside from some great weekend getaways, you know, hotel getaways, we have a Cardinals tickets. You're associated with the Cardinals.
No.
We own the Cardinals. KTRN owns the Cardinals.
But oh, wait, we have,
no, I think it's the other way around.
Is that why they
the way around.
Give you guys tickets?
Oh, that's right. They own us. I forgot. Yeah. So there's just a lot of stuff. It's
tickets
all,
for,
it's
the,
all for the whole 12 hours. We have, no, more than 12 hours.
Four tickets for one of the games coming up in the Champions Club.
It's 10 hours, actually. One of the games coming for the Champions Club.
Yes, oh, yeah. We'll be auctioning tickets off for that. Hey, you know what else we have? A silent auction item. Dave Matthews' autographed photo picture.
Well, you're
with the entire band.
That? I think Dan's a personal
friend. Are you
friend.
In that picture, Dan?
We had to.
Yeah. You can see Dan trying to lean in off the corner if you look real closely.
Photo
trying
bomb.
To get in the picture. Okay, so it's 10 hours. It's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 13 bands.
Yes.
What kind of music? Are they all
well, with it being,
same genre, like country,
well,
rock?
With it being country, know? Family reunion, and country's, some people say, a state of mind. It primarily, it's your, what you would most people would consider country, but it's everything from, there's a guy named Curtis Lane Cook who does like good old Waylon Jennings and Gene Watson, to groups like Blackwater Revival who do the, you know, the current, you know, pop country or rock right. country, you know, the Jason Aldean type of stuff and everything in between, you know, so you're going to get like the.
No hip hop.
No. Yeah. No. You might get something from the Northside Jimmy Band.
I think it's Southside Jimmy.
Yeah, no. It's the Southside Johnny Band.
Okay, they're going to be playing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now you get your $5.
We play at 145, and we are primarily playing country, but we do have a couple of Southern rock-type songs in there as well, and a couple of songs that you haven't heard in a long, long time.
I think it's worth $4.90, but you have to pay a dime if you want to see Dan's band. That was before they added Dan's band.
That's right.
Another 10 cents.
They demanded a portion of the cut. Yeah.
So. We get a dime or we're not coming. what is it, Dan, that they could look for from you that's going to blow them
No, away? We're playing primarily country, but there are a couple of songs, and I'm not going to give them away, that you haven't heard in quite a while. Long
so, so does each band only get up once? They don't rotate and come back.
No,
it's
no.
It's a band, then the band's done. Each, so every band's up for 30, 45 minutes.
45 minutes, yeah. Okay.
And every
yeah.
band is donating their time. This is not, no, none of the bands are getting paid.
No, well, absolutely
see, that's
not.
True charity. Mm-hmm.
And that's we have true. Something for the smokers as well, Frank. Out on the patio, we have acoustic three different acoustic acts going during the day. Rough Riders, Ethan Jones, who's with Well Hungarians. Ethan's going to do some stuff off his new album. And a kid named Marcus Krupp from over in Clinton County, Illinois. So inside, outside, there's activities all day long. USO is going to have their mobile units there, some Humvees for the kids to check out. All around, there's always going to be activity all day long.
All of it goes to USO.
All of it goes to USO.
And you have some big sponsors here. Travel House, which you mentioned, from St. Louis, Goddard School, Sky Zone, Brewskis, and recognize this one. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet is one of the big sponsors.
Oh, he's the, and Johnny's been with us for quite a while, man.
What did you raise last year? Do you know?
How
much?
$8,000 or $9,000?
No, it was more than that.
I think it was $9,000 last year.
Yeah, it was about 9,000.
You'll beat that.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I think that the things have changed. Just
why $5? I mean, I know it makes it affordable to everybody,
and
but
that's
if it's $8, I don't think there's anybody who would say, well, if it were $5, I'd go, but I'm not going because it's $8.
Right.
I think you priced it low.
I people argue with me about that, and I want people to be in the place. I want them to be there. I want them to put their money towards the auction items, towards food, towards 50-50s. And I'd rather have the butts in the seat and be guaranteed of that. And plus, you know, if you're a couple and you come with your two kids, three kids, you know, that starts to pile up as far
okay.
as money.
And we have like 60 or 70 baskets or something like that to raffle off.
It's outrageous.
It's crazy.
In the gift baskets.
As
things have grown, the sponsors are coming in bigger. So we've really turned a corner with the money that's coming in. I mean, some people might go, oh, $8,000, that's nothing. $9,000, that's nothing. And when I see some events where they're going, oh, we raised $45,000. Yeah. And we've really turned a corner with things this year and added some new corporate sponsors. And this trip is going to bring in a lot more money. So
well, here's the other thing. And I know you don't solicit this, but if somebody shows up Sunday and they want to hand one of you guys a check to the USO, you'll be happy to take it.
Absolutely.
For $100.
Would that happen? Kevin Blackwell last year, a guy down from Farmington, that area down there, he came to the event, boom, wrote us a big fat $1,000 check right there on the spot.
There you go.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You'll be well over $10,000 this year.
Easy. Oh, hey, hands down, easy. Frank. Yeah. Right. Frank, I'd like to add something about the USO right quick if I could, man.
Sure.
For those people who don't know, USO is
stands
not...
stands for United Service Organization, mm-hmm. right?
And they get no funding from the federal government. No funding from the Department of Defense, United Way, anything like that. All the money it costs that that makes a USO function comes from private donors and corporate donors, sponsorships, and things of that nature. And the USO unit, and what we're doing is USO of Missouri. All these dollars will stay right here and will service the USO location at Lambert Field and when they do their activities at Fort Leonard Wood for the recruits. Okay. And they say, I was asking Chris, she said about 300,000 troops come through Lambert Field each year, which is boggling to me.
And we've all, if you've been to the airport, you've seen the USO. I've never been in there. You can't just walk
in. I have. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Anyone can walk in there. They'll be glad to show you the facility.
I didn't know that.
You know, and any troop coming through there can get free food, free they can sleep in a nice bed in a dark room. Get on the internet, watch a movie, play games, stock up on toiletries and things like that. It's all free to all the troops, and it's all volunteer for all the people.
Yeah, everybody that works at the USO is volunteer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So all these
any branch,
any level, you know, whatever it
rank,
is,
doesn't matter. Officer.
Does not matter.
Enlisted man, doesn't matter.
Woman. And even if you're not a member of the military, they invite everyone to come in so they can see what they're doing and hopefully encourage people to be a part of it in some kind of way. They, you know, they have like monthly subscriptions where you can donate by the month. They debit it from you. Or if a case of water, just bring a case of water once a month.
And, you know, not everybody that comes into Lambert is coming home to visit relatives. They're just passing through.
Sure, sure.
And they have some downtime, layover time.
Think about when you have a layover. What do? Maybe we might go to a lounge and have a drink. But
I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to buy you a fake uniform and go to USO. No, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. You know, I do remember, though, the first weekend pass that I got out of basic training, I got stuck at an airport in, I think, Atlanta, and I missed a flight, and I slept on a couple of chairs that were going to... I don't know if I didn't know what about the USO, if they didn't have a USO, but looking back, I go, man, that would have been great.
Absolutely.
Because I remember what a horrible long night that was.
Well, and they
didn't know anybody, you know.
These aren't cots. These are real beds in a nice dark area where they can sleep in seclusion, quiet. They have a living room type of setup, nice big couches where you can watch movies, TV, play the, you know, I'm not a gamer, but play the, you know, Nintendo and Sony and all that kind of stuff.
No, you're not a gamer. You wouldn't have said Nintendo.
Yeah.
You said Xbox 360.
Am I that out of touch?
PlayStation, what's out for? Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Xbox Super One. Mario Brothers.
You could play Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, yeah. Long off will play Duck Hunt.
I don't know if my dial-up will allow me to do that.
So what's the website people can go to find out more?
WellHungarians.net.
Okay, that's was the USO have a website?
Oh, of course, absolutely.
You Google USO, it'll come up.
Absolutely.
And do they have information there for what's going
on? They do, for what's going on. Okay. And the other one, if you can just remember, Country Family Reunion is the event, right. CountryFamilyReunion.com.
We have a guy on the phone who's a big, big part of this, one of the big sponsors, John Londoff. John, say hello to Johnny from the Well Hungarians.
What's up, Johnny? How are you?
I'm great, sir, and I'm honored to have you on board with us yet again, and I appreciate your service.
Did you say the S-H word? It sounded like you said S-H.
Did I? I don't think I...
Did you say the S-H word?
Edit it out.
All right.
No?
Edit that out, okay? I don't want to be involved with anything that has to do with, you know...
Yeah. I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
All right,
John, you do a lot for this community, man, and I'm gonna kiss John's tail here for a second, and we all know what he does for the... police, the firefighters, and all of the emergency service people. And there's lots of things that, just like Frank, that they do that the people out there know nothing about, and they just do out of the kindness of their heart. And just like Frank, you are both gentlemen who should be not only revered, but certainly honored. So I'm grateful that you're on board with this again.
I'm starting to get just a little bit queasy now. You don't need to do that.
Hey, Johnny. You keep it up. Go ahead. What were you saying?
John, have you ever heard the Well Hungarians play?
I have not.
Unbelievable.
I think I have. I need to.
Didn't you know that the first time I saw them, it was at, I don't know if I'm mentioning the place, it was River City Casino. Yeah. And you did, I didn't know who Zach Brown was at the time. I'd never heard of Zach Brown. I will tell you the song. And my daughter happened to be there, and she's singing along. And I thought, everybody seems to know this song. It was Chicken Fried. And I thought, what a fantastic song. And then you did that as she's walking away. And
right.
I thought, what another fantastic, I love this song. And then I realized that those, and then when I heard Zach Brown do them, I realized you did them as well as Zach Brown did.
Or better.
That, to me, is what makes a great band, is when you'd almost... it didn't matter to you if you heard the actual artist that made it famous or this band. They were that good that it was as entertaining listening to you as it is to them. And
thank you, Frank. Thank you.
I've told Johnny this before.
I need to get out and listen, okay?
Oh, you do. You'd love these guys.
I've heard the original do it, and I like the way the Well-Hungarians do it much better.
And years ago, I don't know why the name came up on the air, but somebody we were doing, we had a guy who did reports, and he'd always do what bands are appearing around. This is years ago, and he'd say, and the Well-Hungarians, I went, hold, what's the name of the band? And he said, the Well-Hungarians. I said, that's the greatest band name I've ever heard. And it is. It's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Now, do
Thank
members
you.
Of the band have to be... meet certain qualities.
It's a sad responsibility.
That's why Dan's not in their band.
Only you can get away with asking that question, Frank.
Dan didn't make the cut.
By the way, I mean, your next question will be, well, what's the process?
Well, they had Dan go in a private room.
I recruited a new band member.
Dan tried to get in their band. They took him in a private room and said, nope, next. Yeah. So he had to start.
I get up and sing with them every once in a while, but that's as
See,
far
Dan,
as it
I
goes.
Know your pain. I feel your pain right now.
Yeah,
you know, it's tough to get picked on by Frank.
I know.
So before we turn it over to John and sell some cars, it is this Sunday.
Correct.
It starts at 11 a.m., goes to 9 p.m., 13 bands. $5.
That's it, man.
And there's food, and there's drink, and there's stuff for kids, the Bubble Bus, and Fred Bird,
and Louie from the Blues,
lady, and Louie from the Blues, yeah. And just a lot for everybody in the family all day, and it's $5, for goodness sakes.
Yeah,
and
all for goes a great, for a to great, the great cause. It's probably the highlight of our beautiful airport, Lambert. I'm being facetious, but I mean the USO area, and just seeing the troops being taken care of, and my adorable aunt Milka Londoff is volunteers and has for many, many years at the USO at Lambert Airport, and God bless her. But now it's great to see the smiles on the men and women of our armed forces being taken care of. Another great thing about the great town of St. Louis that, of course, nobody wants to talk about, but it's as charitable a town as you'll find anywhere on the planet. So,
and since we mentioned USO several times, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. This doesn't take place at the USO. This takes place this Sunday at Mile 277 Bar and Grill in Sunset Hills.
Correct, yeah.
So that's where this is taking place, but the money all goes to the USO. Johnny, thank you, and I'm going to go and talk to John for a little bit.
I'm grateful, Frank.
Johnny Holtz,
thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, Hungarians, you're welcome to sit here, and who knows, you might hear something you like and go buy yourself a new car.
Well, I guarantee Johnny, Frank wants somebody over the van, Well, Hungarians, sitting as close to him as possible.
What does that mean? Now, break that down. What did that mean? I want somebody from the Well Hungarian sitting as close to me.
A little slower next time and explain it to you.
That was a wiener joke.
No, I think it was like a maybe gay joke, like a gay.
Was it?
I like to be near a well hung guy.
Somebody, a well Hungarian.
Yeah. How am I supposed to take that I like to sit next to guys that are well hung? My goodness,
you sit next to me every day.
What?
I didn't say anything. I don't know what happened.
So, John, how's business?
Business is great. It's really good, and things are just always busy here. It's always busy. Bruce Weiner and I, we're heading out to have a meeting with some of your great partners, Scott Schaefer and Kevin Haller with Schaefer Auto Bodies. Had a great get-together with them, and we just were all giggling and laughing at just how unbelievable you are, and how you do such a great job for us. So,
thank you, John.
You make us laugh all in the same time, but you do pick on me.
Listen, get ready
Kevin,
to sell. Say,
Kevin said, "Stop picking," and he also said, "Why does Frank always interrupt you?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'll ask him today." So, why do you always interrupt me, Frank?
Well, I'm not interrupting you now. I waited till you finished that question before I answered it. I don't believe that I do a lot of that, but I'll have to watch for that and be more careful. How's that? Is that a good answer?
Oh, that's a good comeback, but okay. All right, we'll see. It'll probably happen either sometime later in this get-together or on Monday.
Hey, you better stock up on Silverados and SUVs, because I'm going to go over this later, but I printed out this morning some of the gas prices around town as of this morning in St. Louis, and they're down to as low as $1.73 in several parts of the St. Louis area. So That, and I know that these prices have had a huge effect on the sales of trucks and SUVs, and hopefully this will stick around for a while.
Yeah, it is just a great time, not just because the low price of fuel, because it still means it's a great time to buy, you know, Chevy Sparks and Sonics and Cruises, because that just means that you will like never see a gas pump for a month in a small car like that. In your Silverado, in your Tahoe and Suburban, that means that when you fill your tank of gas, you don't go, oh, my God. You know, you're going to say, well, that is time to go on another trip. Time to go up to that destination, that location we haven't been to in a while, maybe the Lake of the Ozarks or somewhere. But this greatest truck on the planet, the Chevy Silverado, and it comes in three unbelievable versions, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab. So a lot of options with that Silverado pickup, and then a half-ton, three-quarter ton, and one-ton.
One ton is the Asian version. Where you
3500 series.
No, that's one ton. That's one ton. I always confuse the two. The one ton truck is what you take your carry out home in.
Yes.
Lot and lots of it. Yeah.
Beef and broccoli.
Oh, my goodness.
Dan, that was funny.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
For once, that was really pretty, pretty funny. That was great. But
I know the website is Landoff.com. I know the exit is the Washington Elizabeth exit. What's the phone number?
You're getting rid of me. Just, I mean, it would be easier if you said, hey, John, I've got to go. We've got a lot of other people to talk to. And
no, it would not be easier. No. You wouldn't like that either.
Just what's the phone number? And that means just quit talking and let's go, car guy. Get to selling some cars, because I do have some folks I need to talk to and sell them a car. So a lot of the AM and the PM people here again today, and they come every day, and we love the AM and the PM crowd. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or 24/7/365 at lawnduff.com. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Been here since March of 1960, and we ain't going anywhere. Service Edition is coming along. Can't wait for that to be completed. So give us a call, and we'll take great, great care of you. Send me an email at lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com. And always great talking to you, Frank. I appreciate you not interrupting me today.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for what you do for the USO, and we'll send you some business.
All right, man.
All right, John.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. Drive safe.
There you go, Johnny, one of your big sponsors. Johnny Londo. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. It's Thursday. We've got a lot of time to talk about a lot of stuff. I see some people calling. Let me give the numbers. If you're patient, you can wait 4 or 5 minutes. We'll talk about whatever you want to. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And as you probably know, this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, working with an accident.
Oh, it's Frank Ladd.
It is Frank Ladd, but that's okay. It happens. I understand. McGraw did that a couple times this morning, even though he was looking right at me. Working with an accident now on, looks like, eastbound Highway 70. Going to see an incident there near Air Flight. It's westbound Highway 70. The accident has a couple lanes blocked. Only the left lane is getting by. So that's westbound Highway 70. Eastbound Highway 70, folks, slowing to take a look. You slow right up to that point as well. You're backed up to Lindbergh. Southbound 55, heavy now, south of Highway M, past Highway Z. Can't see an incident there, but it's definitely stopping to go quite heavy. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now between Hampton and McCausland. And 55 broke down, seeing some volume headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by Jack in the Box. While supplies last, you can get a St. Louis Cardinals antenna ball for just 99 cents with any purchase at Jack in the Box. Available at participating locations. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
News, weather, and traffic to get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Never paint again. Seriously. Who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't hate, don't whine, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
I've got bad news for those saving for retirement. If you're only getting a 10% return on your money, you're missing out on piles of money that you should be making. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I'm here to prove that you can do better, much better. To prove it, I'm giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes an absolutely free trial of our proven online trading program, the PowerTrader Edge. Call 1-800-400-5401. Can you imagine doubling or even tripling what you're making in the market? The PowerTrader Edge gives you an almost unfair advantage. It's made over 10,000 investors millions of dollars, and it's so simple, anyone can use it.
I've used PowerTrader Edge for 4 months, and in that 4 months, I made $19,738.
Stop missing out on all that extra money you should be making. Call now for your free trial of PowerTrader Edge. But hurry, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-5401. That's 1-800-400-5401. 1-800-400-5401.
There's a highly addictive substance out there that may already be threatening your health. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. It's in a shocking amount of the food we eat, and research indicates that it can be just as addictive as cocaine. What is it? It's sugar. And those cravings you have are dangerous symptoms of just how addictive sugar really can be. But finally, there's a new discovery that's scientifically formulated to actually combat sugar cravings. It's called Nubiotics, and right now they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls the following number. 1-800-500-0416. But hurry, supplies are limited. Don't let your sugar cravings put your health at risk. With Nubiotics, you can break free from sugar cravings, the healthy and natural way. But hurry while they're still giving it away for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-0416. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-500-0416. 1-800-500-0416.
This fall, make Rip City a part of every Missouri game. Owner Greg Mathis and daughter Jessie really have the best St. Louis-style barbecue restaurant in the metro area. Award-winning barbecue baby back ribs, juicy St. Louis-style spare ribs, barbecue pork steaks, chicken, and more. Then after dinner and a tiger win, sit back and enjoy Rip City's fresh homemade pies. Rip City, real barbecue, great ribs. They're on Manchester Road, east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. For more, or go to RibCitySDLewis.com.
Bag big deals at the John Deere Gear Up for Fall sales event. Choose 0% financing or big cash off on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Gear up and get saving with John Deere today. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit Larson Farm and Lawn at one of their 9 convenient locations or online at LarsonJD.com. For more information, find them at MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus often taught in stories, and his words about the kingdom of heaven were spoken in such a way. Can we know what the kingdom of heaven means? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Charlotte Independents on Saturday, September 12th at 7:30, presented by Midwest Petroleum. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
And I remember this song from the 60s. This was a huge hit. But when Peon told me the name of the group, it's one of those groups that I would have sworn I would know. It's like I never even heard their name, the Easy Beats.
This was a huge hit?
Big hit. Oh, my goodness, yes. Listen, you're right there. Turn it up. You never heard this?
Oh, no,
I remember that.
I remember the guitar part, though.
But that was it. Easy Beats, and then they fell off the face of the earth. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. I'll do this and we'll take your calls after I explain to you why you need to know this name. You need to kind of tuck it away, especially if you're a homeowner or you want to be a homeowner. Dial us up, light them up. We'll catch you right after this. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. The website's AmericanEquity.com. The company, if you want to call it, and it is a company, has been around for 23 years and May, June, July, August, 5 months. 23 years and 5 months. And they've been part of this show for 23 years and maybe a little more, virtually since they started. And that is unheard of in this business. That's called loyalty. And you can show your loyalty to our advertisers by giving them a shot at your business. If you have a home and you don't need a mortgage or a second mortgage, you think, well, I don't need them. Not so fast. I don't know too many people who get through life without at some point needing to borrow money for something. Things come up. Things happen. Medical things, family things, tuitions, weddings. If you're a homeowner, you are in a terrific position to borrow money. These interest rates are still ridiculously low. 3, 4, 5 years ago, all the commercials were saying, rates are not going to stay this low. Act now. Well, they have stayed low. Now, they won't forever. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going to go up tomorrow. Probably not. But while they're low, if you're a homeowner and you want to borrow money, use that equity and do it the smart way. They'll tell you how to do it. They'll take you through the whole process painlessly. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage. I gave Stephen Colbert another chance last night. And you still haven't watched him.
No, I've seen him. I saw a couple clips last night.
And I could be in the minority here. I found it less funny than the first night. I couldn't even keep watching it. It was so horrible. And this guy had 9 months. He had 9 months with writers. And after 9 months to prepare, I would have thought they'd come out guns blazing. First week's worth of shows would have been just, oh, my goodness, nobody could stop talking about them. I don't hear anybody say anything but about it. So I gave it another chance. Maybe I'll give it a third chance. We'll see what happens. Tonight, Steelers and Patriots.
Opening kickoff.
Go Steelers. I'm not a sports person, but I say that because I've read just enough about how many times, how often the Patriots have cheated.
I know.
It was great. And done things under the radar.
ESPN had released like 8 months of research they've done on this Spygate and the Flategate deal.
Yeah.
And essentially how the NFL was so harsh this time is because they needed to make up for how...
For how they gave him a pass.
Yes.
And skated.
Yeah, it was a really good
oh my goodness.
Article.
Plus, not to mention that, I got a friend who lives out of town. I know he's not listening. His name is... his first name is Creighton. Like C-R-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. He is such a Steelers fan. We were with them one night, and if he's with you and there's a Steelers game on, that is what you'll be watching on TV. I mean, you don't get a say in it.
Yeah.
And he changes jerseys at halftime in his home. He changes jerseys, and he and his wife have a couple of different Steelers blankets, and they'll be sitting like just like they're in the bleachers of the game. And so he has these blankets in his lap, and he's got a couple other little banners and things.
Terrible
fallen
towel.
Fingers and whatever. Yeah. And then at halftime, he says he always changes jerseys to another Steelers. It's a superstitious tradition thing. So go Steelers tonight. Just for no other reason. A guy like Tom Brady shouldn't have a smoking hot wife, be good looking himself, and win.
Yes,
he shouldn't get all
too
three.
Much,
yeah. So we'll see what happens tonight. Donald Trump. All I'm going to say is this: for as smart as you say you are, and don't try to read my politics into this because you can't. I've already told you I like a lot of stuff. I think it's very entertaining, but for as smart as you are and as you say you are. Oh, my goodness, you can't get up and say about Carly Fiorina, how about that face?
I know.
Oh, my goodness, you can't do that.
I couldn't believe it when I saw
How'd you like to see that face in the White House? Oh, you can't do that.
No. It's, I know.
He's gonna step in it big time. He just is. I mean, he's going to do something even worse than this, And even if he had a really good shot, he's going to blow it up himself. I just believe that.
He's so politically incorrect. And that I think.
And I love that. Except that when he said that, I just said, all right, now you've done
He crosses. He's politically incorrect to the point where people really like it. And then he crosses lines so many times.
Where at some point, even if they still like it, let's just say you're sitting out there going, yeah, Carla Fiorina, she's not very good looking. You can't say, you know, he's right. You can't do it. Even if you agree with him, you can't do it. Let me talk to Robert real quickly here. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm just fine. How are you all?
Great. What's going on, Robert?
AM to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I got 1 minute. It's yours.
I was going to call Jose Tech Talk, but you might be able to do better than him on this.
I doubt
all the motorcycles you've had.
Okay, go. Is
there like a GPS chip or something I can buy to put on my bike if it gets stole or whatever?
Yes.
I activate it, and it shows where it's at.
Yes, there is. I'm sure you can go online and find it because I've seen this. In fact, I think there are bikes now with a navigation GPS system built into the bike, which obviously would allow you to find it. But yes, I'm almost positive they do make something you can attach to the bike to track it.
But enough you can hide?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to have an alarm on my bike. It was so small. But if you touched the bike, it was a piercing shrill. Just went off, and it just pierced. Take your eardrums out. I'd be willing to bet, yes, there is. If you Google portable GPS chip for locating motorcycle, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Be careful.
I appreciate it.
Watch out for deer, okay? Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that's the reason I don't have a bike anymore. Stinking deer. We'll take a break. We come back, and then we're going to take your calls. And then at 4:30, Scott Sherman comes in. If you have some legal issues, we'll be able to get, three or four people in about 20 minutes at 4:30. So be thinking about that. Ballast Dental Care is something else you should think about. If you don't go to the dentist, you know you're going to have to eventually. And if you wait long enough, eventually you're going to be going to have all your teeth pulled out. And I've never liked that idea. I don't care how sophisticated they are now with the implant. It's still something I would not want to go through if I could avoid it. Most people can simply by going to the dentist. So if you don't have a dentist, hey, take my dentist, please. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. If you do, but you don't like your dentist, or you think after all you've heard about Ballast Dental Care, you go, wow, it doesn't sound like the experience I have. I still dread going to the dentist. Then dump that dentist and come join me.